I'm Abigail Roland. I'm a trumpet major at Interlochen. This is the Kids Commute, and this is Trumpet Wednesday.
Thank you, Miss Abigail, and good morning, kids commuters. Yes, it is Trumpet Week. Our friend, Interlochen Arts Academy trumpet major, Abigail, is here with us. We know it may soon be time for you to choose an instrument to play in your school's band or orchestra. Abigail wants you to know why she chose the trumpet and hopes that maybe you will, too. Today, Abigail introduces us to one of the most important tools for the trumpet player. That tool is the mute, which is an object you place in the bell, or the noisy end of the trumpet, to affect the sound. Abigail says there are many different types of mute.
What I have with me right now is a straight mute. You can get straight mutes made of aluminum and also cardboard. And the cardboard straight mutes have more of like a stuffy sound. There's also different types of mutes, such as a cup mute or a plunger, which is really fun. They use that a lot in jazz. And you can have a Harmon mute. There's a lot of different types of mutes, but I only have one with me right now. It produces a more tinny sound. Play without the straight mute for a second. Alright, now here's the straight mute. For Trumpet Wednesday, I'll be showing the Dvorak Symphony No. 9. This last movement is really powerful, and it shows how the trumpet can be beautiful, but also it can be fierce.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was the last movement of the New World Symphony, Ricardo Chailly leading the Concertgebouw Orchestra, otherwise known as Dvorak's Ninth. That was chosen for you by Miss Abigail Roland to show off the trumpet. Now, tomorrow she will demonstrate a trumpet trick called free buzzing. Now, remember, if you want to hear the Kids Commute again, find it on our website at classicalipr.org. Hope the world is full of new and wonderful things for you today. We will see you here at this time tomorrow for the Kids Commute. Hasta mañana.